I got to thinking about a common one while we're on the subject of, you know, what do you say? I'm not eating it. Yuck. We just look at him and say, that's okay. We just sing it. Because when you're singing, you're less likely to yell at the kid.
Another interesting thing is when you sing, it forces you to smile. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. And he'd say, but I'm not eating it. That's okay. You know, and we kind of look like we've been smoking something. You know? Yeah. We're just so happy. And then the next step is, oh, sweetie, you're the one who has to decide how your tummy feels. So we just have dinner and meals so we can love on each other. That's the only nutrient required for a good family meal is love. And so you just decide how much you need to eat. And then we'll have breakfast in the morning. It's only 12 hours away and that type of thing. And no forcing the kid to eat.
No.
No, you know, forcing. You know.
Some parents, though, they say, oh, I will hurt too much if I have to wait for, if he has to wait till breakfast time. So they do it in a different way because this kind of matches their value system.
Right,
and
right,
they
feel love and logic is flexible.
Yeah. So they say, oh, that's okay. It'll be in the refrigerator when you need it, you know.
Yeah.
You get up, get hungry in the middle of the night, you know, that's where you'll find it.
Yeah. We had a fun one with Mark. He's 21 now, but when he was about 4, I'm not eating it. That's okay. No worries. And, I'm not eating it. So he doesn't eat. And later on, he's starving. I'm starving to death. The classic. So we said, well, there's carrots in the refrigerator. Knock yourself out. And he didn't like them very much, but he was so hungry, ate half a bag of carrots, those little ones. And talk about self-esteem and struggle. The rest of the next day, we went shopping for most of the day and dragging him around. And he was telling strangers about how he ate a bag of carrots. And he was so happy about it. And he can see really well now. But,
you know, a lot of parents, that reminds me, I've seen a lot of parents designate just one shelf in the refrigerator to food that you can have any time of the day or night.
Yeah.
It's free. Uh-huh. You know, the rest of the food, that has to be replaced at cost.
Right, yeah. And well, but how do a little kid pay? They don't have any money.
Well, they can pay with toys.
Oh, yeah. The Buzz Lightyear can go to infinity and beyond.
Or the pawn shop. You can just say, they doesn't have to go to the pawn shop, but just say, oh, that's okay. I've got somebody down at the pawn shop. They'll give me some money for Buzz Lightyear, and that'll pay for that food. Now, it sounds kind of harsh, but once more, that's one of those tiny little struggles. When a kid has a little struggle, does something he doesn't think he can do, then lives through it or accomplishes it, there's a gestalt. And that's a gestalt is when somebody says, aha, that's the way it is.
Right.
And this gestalt is when they say, hey, look at me. Look what I can do. That's what builds self-concept.
A gestalt means when suddenly it clicks and the kid gets the big picture. It comes together. And that's what that's all about. So
We call it the aha.
Yeah, aha. I get it. That's
but you know,
right.
This subject here on food, this is kind of a make it or break it time with our kids.
Yeah.
What I like to remember is every battle that's fought at the dinner table over food will eventually be fought in that person's subconscious mind as an adult to become their eating disorders.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people dealing with those ancient old battles that were fought over. You got to eat. When actually, if the kid's eyes are bright and they have lots of energy, they somehow get enough.
Yeah. Kid's healthy. Yeah. No sweat.
Yeah.
Better leave that one alone. Yeah. And enjoy the kid.